This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that a man had walked out of his trailer at a trailer park on View Street in Trinidad and threatened a neighbor with a gun at about 5:30 last night. Deputies contacted the caller, who said his neighbor, identified as Robert Reed, pointed a firearm at him and threatened him, and then went back inside. Sheriff's deputies contacted Reed, and following an investigation, he was arrested and booked for brandishing. The City of Fortuna will host a public meeting tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock in City Council chambers to discuss the adoption of the fee schedule and other charges for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. The fees and charges affect departments across the city, including Public Works, Water and Sewer, Police, and Administration, among others. The public is invited to attend, and copies of the fee resolution are available. The Sheriff's Office is awaiting the extradition of 24-year-old South Carolina man LaMarcus Martin, who was wanted in connection with a shooting incident in Southern Humboldt on August 6th. Martin was identified by witnesses at the scene of an incident that left the victim with serious wounds after he was shot during a marijuana deal gone bad. Martin will face armed robbery and conspiracy charges once extradited to Humboldt County. The National Weather Service recorded a record high of 87 degrees in Eureka on Saturday, tying the record set in October of 1993. The mercury reached 100 in Fortuna and over 90 degrees in Arcata, as a heat wave combined with heavy smoke made conditions miserable on the coast as well as inland. Air quality was a concern across the region as a high-pressure system pulled smoke from the dozens of fires burning to the east and north to coastal areas and left inland residents with poor to unhealthy air quality. A red flag warning for the interior remains in place today as triple-digit temperatures, low humidity, and wind make for perfect fire conditions. The heat and smoke have impacted both residents and the thousands of fire personnel battling the blazes in Trinity, Eastern Humboldt and Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Curry counties. Residents in Trinity County affected by the Helena fire have been evacuated, as well as residents in Curry County, Oregon, due to the Chetco Bar fire, and those blazes have also destroyed dozens of homes and other structures. The City of Eureka released a statement regarding the recent closure and destruction of the former Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway in Eureka. At one point, the motel was the scene of the highest number of calls for emergency service in the city. The building has been part of an ongoing legal battle between the City of Eureka and the property owners Floyd and Betty Squires, and the building was shuttered in 2015 due to numerous code and safety violations. In late August, Eureka police arrested a woman in connection with an arson at the building that left it severely damaged. The city reports the arson was the result of an alleged dispute over sexual favors between Floyd Squires and the suspect, Caddy Yoakum. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.